Hello, this is Jeremy Green, entomologist with Clemson University, and this will be a pest patrol update for the 6th of August, 2026. I'll try to go through this pretty quickly. Start with cotton. Aphids are all but gone in cotton. They're being replaced with spider mites. We've had a lot of rain down here, and rain is pretty good material for spider mites. Tends to knock them off the plants and help us out. But be on the lookout for spider mites. A lot of activity being reported. Tarnished plant bugs, mostly a no-show. And kind of out of the picture and can be lumped in with the bowl-feeding bug complex. Stink bugs, leaf-footed bugs, plant bugs, put them all in the bowl-feeding complex. And as long as you're using the dynamic bowl injury threshold to control stink bugs and the other bugs, you will... you'll do a fine job. That's driven by the week of bloom model, where you got to know when your field first started blooming. So pay attention to that if you've got some late planted fields. And also pay attention to your fields if you've got some peanuts or corn that's adjacent to cotton, because that's going to promote stink bug movement into the cotton crop. Numbers of stink bugs were high in corn earlier this year. Moving on to bollworm, moth captures in our pheromone traps are still elevated, so we're still in the flight where these insects are leaving the soil in cornfields and flying off mating and finding other host plants. Most of our BT cotton is probably going to be 3-gene and is going to be not immune, but pretty safe from bollworm activity, so it's mostly important for soybeans as podworm. Talk about that in a second. Moved on to cotton jacid, the two-spot cotton leafhopper. Dr. Tom Bilbo found a specimen on a sticky card in Charleston yesterday, from a preserved sticky card from 2 weeks ago. And they just got around to counting those and noticed that they had a cotton jacid on a card from a couple of weeks ago on the 23rd of July. So we're counting that as our first detection of cotton jacid, first field detection of cotton jacid in South Carolina for 2026. A single specimen. We've been looking hard in a lot of different areas. We've had a lot of help with agents and growers and consultants looking for this insect. So we don't think that we've got large numbers, but we've probably got some initial migration into our state. It's been detected. Soybeans, we'll end with soybeans, but yeah, as I mentioned, the biggest concern for soybeans right now are the corningworm, podworm numbers, the moths that are flying around, depositing eggs, got caterpillars in fields, so need to be looking at soybean crop, especially if it's blooming or it's got small pods on it. Soybean loopers, we got an early flush of those. And some early stink bugs, but it's still relatively early in the game for both of those species, or both those the complex stink bugs and soybean loopers as a species. Be on the lookout for those two. We got building populations, and we should see more soybean looper migrate into our state, and more stink bugs come out of corn and move into both soybeans and cotton. That'll be it for this post, and we'll catch you next time.